You wanna do this so special. So, one fella,
dead at Lusaka Lodge as police launch investigations. Chief Kaundula urges government to construct a bridge at a Chipwa crossing in Luano district. And in Africa news, a South African trio charged with a boat driver's murder filmed on dashcam. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka has launched an investigation into a suspected sudden death involving an unidentified male adult found in a lodge room in John Howard compound. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed the development to Kombon Ready News, saying the deceased, believed to be between 35 and 42 years old, was discovered dead in his room around 0540 hours on February 16, 2026. Mr. Chilabi says preliminary investigations revealed that the man had checked into the lodge on February 15, 2026, at about 22 hours in the company of a female believed to be aged between 27 and 30 years. He adds that the body has since been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital UTH mortuary, where it is awaiting identification and a post-mortem examination to establish the cause of death.
Preliminary investigations indicate that on February 16, 2026, around 05 hours, the male client, aged between 35 and 42, was discovered dead in his room. He had checked into the room on February 15, 2026, around 22 hours, accompanied by a female estimated to be between 25 and 30 years of age. The body has been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary pending identification and post-mortem examination. The whereabouts of the female who was with the deceased are currently unknown. The Zambia Police Service appeals to anyone with information regarding this incident or the identity of the deceased to come forward and assist with investigation.
Cabo Delta Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has confirmed an armed robbery incident at Shinde Stadium in Mufurila. Mr. Yui says four unknown men attacked a security officer, Brian Monya, and stole 181,000 kwacha cash and a Toyota Harrier registration number AIF4314 valued at 230,000 kwacha. The incident occurred on Sunday, 15th January 2026, between 18 and 19 hours, as Mr. Monya was transporting a gate collections from a football match between Mufurila Wanderers FC and Nchanga Rangers to a secure location. Police say the suspects, who were armed with pistols, fired shots in the air and threatened the officer before fleeing with the cash and the vehicle. Mr. Yuyi further revealed that the stolen Toyota Harrier was later found abandoned along Entebbe Avenue with signs of tampering on the passenger seat. Police have since recovered the vehicle and launched a manhunt for the suspects. Chief Kaundula of the Lala speaking people in Luano district has called on government to construct a bridge at the Chipwa crossing point. The traditional leader says the dilapidated state of the crossing at Chipwa stream poses a serious challenge to residents, especially learners and farmers during the rainy season. Chief Kaundula explains that pupils are often forced to miss classes when the stream floods, as they struggle to cross due to lack of a proper and safe crossing point. He warns that the situation may negatively affect learners' academic performance in the area. Chief Kaundula has since urged government to take urgent action and construct a bridge to ensure that pupils can safely access the Chimfumpi school.
So nalombo kutila nti uteko ni nishiwa bwingi singi bule bomba ati kutibu aishiva ishita bunga kwato kwisa mwona hapo tule ilishanya kutila ati mwa wami hapo awanki kule pitase bwino bwino nomba denja ilipo ya kutila ati kutichao na kenshita ili onse kulati vese wa wami ekoche kukonkanya hapo kulomba na kabili kwa kutila ati ukumanko mashi kulichipu wa bleja kamana Chipwa kamana hapa wachipunzi school hapa hapa lekulu wa secondary Kaundula secondary school epo ilekulwa epa ni mmana wa Chipwa.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has called for an immediate stop to the alleged misuse of free education grants within the Ministry of Education. NAKE's Executive Director Aaron Chansa says the funds are meant to support teaching and learning in public schools are reportedly being diverted to administrative workshops and other activities that do not directly benefit learners. Dr. Chansa disclosed that NAKE's first raised the issue in July 2023, but claims the practice has continued. He also cited a 2014 Ministry of Finance report which revealed that over 356 million kwacha was misapplied within the Ministry of Education. Dr. Chansa has since called for an independent audit of school grants, protection for head teachers from alleged coercion, and prosecution of officials found abusing public education funds.
We hoped that the ministry was going to take measures that would curb further abuse, but it is saddening that even today this abuse has continued. It has gone to levels where senior officers in the ministry are now even forcing schools to use grants to support illegal ministries, illegal activities, sorry, and we think that this is not good. And it is also shocking that the minister is quiet about this widespread abuse of resources. We are getting concerned that this well-intended initiative of school grants will not have any effect on the system, on education, will not benefit the population, but end up benefiting very few individuals.
Katombola Member of Parliament Clement Andeleki has called for strengthened environmental conservation efforts and protection of trees. Speaking in Lusaka, Mr. Andeleki described the ban on charcoal burning as a